This is an audio test for microphone number one between the Salem Red Sox and the Colombian Fireflies. Here is an audio test for microphone number two between the Salem Red Sox and the Colombian Fireflies. We welcome you inside Salem Memorial Ballpark as a passing shower comes through the area, but it looks like we're going to be set to play baseball at 7:06 p.m. Eastern Time as the 24-23 Salem Red Sox look to try to continue its two-game winning streak over the Colombian Fireflies as they are standing at 14-33 on the year. So let's get you the starting lineup today for the Colombian Fireflies and how they're going to get going today in hopes to try to turn around their season yet again. The right fielder number 15, River Town, will lead things off, followed by the shortstop and number 2, Daniel Vasquez, hitting the designated hitter and 3 spot in the order. It is number 11, Carter Jensen. Hitting cleanup today, it's the left fielder number 23, Daryl Collins. The center fielder number 21, Eric Pena, bats 5th. The catcher number 12, Omar Hernandez, bats 6th. The first baseman number 13, Rubendi Jaquez, bats 7th. Followed by the third baseman number 8, Enrique Valdez. And then coming back in the lineup today on this Thursday evening. And batting number 9, it's the second baseman and number 4, Omar Florentino. Today, they're going against the right-handed pitcher in Wilkerman Gonzalez. A 1-1 record on the year with a 3.86 ERA. He is making his 10th start of the season today for the Salem Red Sox. That leads all Red Sox pitchers. He's pitched 32 2/3 innings and given up 28 hits, 14 earned runs, walking 19 batters, striking out 42, and opponents hit 230 against Wilkerman Gonzalez. So the Salem Red Sox have really enjoyed the success here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. 4 straight home wins. That includes back-to-back victories over the Colombian Fireflies in the first 2 games in the series. And at 7:05 p.m., Wilkerman Gonzalez has an odd step off the rubber, and first pitch will be delayed just for a little moment. He was in the windup. He started to deliver towards the plate, but the ball never came out of hand as he had a tough time of gripping it in the mound. So here's the first pitch of the game, and it's outside for ball number one, 7:06 p.m. Eastern Time, and we are underway at Salem Memorial Ballpark. It is Pride Night, it is Thirsty Thursday, and Bark in the Park tonight. It's a full slate on hands for the promotions as the 1-0 pitch goes outside for ball number two. As we mentioned, the Salem Red Sox enjoying some great success in the early going of the series as the 2-0 pitch is fouled into the netting behind the plate, making the count two balls and one strike. They got a 6-2 victory over the Fireflies on Monday night, took the off day on Tuesday, and then grabbed a 6-1 victory last night against Columbia. Town swings on the 2-1 and foul tips it into the glove of Nathan Hickey for strike number two, and even counted two balls and two strikes. Gonzalez steps in and fires away, and Rivertown pops this up down the third base side, and it goes out of play. Very fitting way to start off Pride Night, though, here at the ballpark. The rain came through, and right out in left field, it is a rainbow. I mean, how much could you ask for to get Pride Night started off? The 2-2 pitch is skied. It's going to stay in the infield. Marcelo Meyer will come in and make the catch for the first out of the inning. So a pop with the Marcelo Meyer gets us underway in the scorebook here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Let's take a look at the Salem Red Sox defense in left field today. It's Phillip Sykes, Eduardo Lopez at center field, and Carson Simas out at right field. Has a little meaning in the mound right now from Weichelman Gonzalez and Nathan Hickey. Will allow Luke Mott to come out a bit, and now Nick Green going to jog out to the pitcher's mound. I'm going to guess this has to do a little bit with the rain that came through the area beforehand. There was no covering on the pitcher's mound. Might be a little wet for Weichelman Gonzalez. And Luke Mons talking to Nick Green. It's right now Marcelo Meyer, Gonzalez, Hickey, and Green all standing above the rubber, taking a look at it and saying this is probably way too wet to pitch on for the time being. So continuing with the Red Sox infield as it looks as if some of the grounds crew is going to come out and try to dry off the rubber a bit. It's third baseman today, Blaze Jordan, shortstop Marcelo Meyer, second baseman Edison Paulino, and Nico Gavadez at first base. Nathan Hickey behind the dish, and as you can tell, Weichelman Gonzalez on the mound. And the entire infield is now looking at the rubber. And Nick Green and Salem Red Sox stepping off just a bit to take a look at the ground crew as they try to dry up a bit as the rain has pretty much left the ballpark here, and the fans have returned to their seats here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. But, you know, still got to dry it off just a bit. Make sure the pitcher is able to have the best opportunity to play to his level. And this isn't just for the Red Sox pitchers. It also is for the Fireflies as well. So as we mentioned, a little bit of rain came through the area to start off this game. Our temperature right now is 86 degrees Fahrenheit, mostly cloudy skies. We did have the threat of some thunderstorms coming to the area late last night when I checked the weather. When I woke up this morning, it was good news. No rain in the forecast. But we still could not avoid the stray shower that came through the area. So the Salem Red Sox right now sit 2.5 games back of the Carolina Mudcats in the Carolina League North Division. As Weichelman Gonzalez is getting a few warm-up pitches on the rubber, turns to our grounds crew keeper and says, that's good enough for me. So a few more pitches here for Gonzalez to get fully back into shape. And we'll resume this ball game. It's 0-0 in the top of the first inning, one away. We had a little bit of delay as a rain shower came through the area. It kind of moisturized the rubber, I would say, and made it a little difficult for the pitchers to plant their foot on. And Gonzalez will now fire the first pitch on the way to Vasquez. And this is down the middle, a 95-mile-per-hour fastball for strike number one. Salem Red Sox wearing their Salem Beer Mongers jersey today, as it is Thirsty Thursday. The 0-1 pitch is low for ball number one. Folks that don't know, it's like a light blue on the front and the back of the uniform with dark blue sleeves. It has the red lettering and numbering on the front and the back. 1-1 pitch away, and it goes upstairs for ball number two. And with that Beer Mongers jersey, the Red Sox are wearing the white baseball pants. Two balls, one strike. Gonzalez kicks and deals, and it goes upstairs yet again for ball number three. Meanwhile, for the Columbian Fireflies, returning to the same uniform they had last night. gray jersey with the navy blue lettering and numbering on the front and the back. 3-1 pitch catches the upstairs edge of the zone for strike number two. And with that, he also has those dark blue sleeves and the gray baseball pants. Here's the payoff pitch from Gonzalez, and it's swung on and missed for strike number three. Wykelmin Gonzalez has his first strikeout of the day, and it's against Daniel Vasquez for the second out of the first. Two up, two down for Gonzalez and the Red Sox. And Carter Jensen, who's making his third appearance in the lineup this series, second as a designated hitter, will come into the batter's box to try to extend this top of the first. First pitch he sees, he pops it up. Shallow right center field, playable for about four Red Sox players. Paulino calls everyone off and avoids a collision with Eduardo Lopez, who is coming in from center field. But the ball goes in the glove for out number three. And Wykelmin Gonzalez retires the side to get us going here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. We're through the top half of the first inning. It's Salem 0, Columbia 0. We'll get our first shot at the Red Sox offense when we come back on MILB.TV. We welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Bottom of the first inning, the first shot today for the Salem Red Sox on the offensive side after a great top of the first inning. And Edison Paulino will watch the first pitch come into the zone for strike number one at 92 miles per hour. So Paulino leads things off today as he watches the 0-1 pitch go outside for ball number one. And pitching today for the Colombian Fireflies, it's number 25, Lewinder Alvila. As Paulino rips the 1-1 pitch out to center field, it falls in front of Pena for a leadoff single. And Paulino, who was held hitless last night for the Salem Red Sox, comes through in the very first plate appearance of the game for the home team. And it's a single with nobody out here in the bottom of the first. 0-0 is our score. And look at Avila this season. He has really picked it up over these last few starts that he has had. In the last five, he has a 2-0 record with a 2.52 ERA. That comes in 25 innings of work. First pitch on the way to Eduardo Lopez goes low inside for ball number one. So Paulino gets the single, and he stands on first base. A little bit of a lead for Edison Paulino. And now the 1-0 pitch, and Lopez grounded right back to the first baseman. Touched the bag for one out, throws it down, and now Paulino's in a pickle, and he's tagged from behind by the shortstop of Vasquez. A double play, hot shot right to the first baseman, Jaquez. He made the play with the left hand, turned it around, just stepped on the rubber, and then made the throw down to second and got Paulino in a tough situation. So the base paths are clear. And so with two outs on the board, Marcelo Meyer will come to the plate for the Salem Red Sox. So although Paulino gets the offense going for both sides today with the single, he gets tagged out in a pickle. First pitch goes low. And initially our home plate umpire today of Jalen Goodman said he did not go through, but appealed down to the line of Charlie Wellman said he did. The 0-1 pitch breaks low of the zone, and the count's even for Meyer at one ball and one strike. So even count of 1-1, Meyer checks swing, and Goodman said he went. And the count's now one ball and two strikes. So same setup we saw on Monday afternoon's game of Goodman behind the plate and well in the base paths. 1-2 pitch to Meyer. It's swung, gone, and missed for strike number three, and Meyer goes down. So it's not really three up and three down for Avila, but the job is done. He faced three batters and got three outs, and it's a scoreless first inning to play here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. We move on to the second, middle of the order coming up for the Colombian Fireflies. It's the top of the second inning at Carilion Clinic Field. It's a scoreless game so far between the Colombian Fireflies and the Salem Red Sox. Six batters seen so far. All six have pretty much been retired through our first inning of play. And starting things off, it's a bunt by Darryl Collins right back to Gonzalez, who throws it down to Cavadas in time for the first out of the inning. The cleanup batter for the Fireflies is trying to look to get a path of getting on base. Was unable to do so. The bunt was pretty good, but it rolled right back up the middle. And Gonzalez, who had to come off the rubber fast and make the throw down to first, was just in time. So one away. And now Eric Pena will come to the plate, and he watches the first pitch go low and in for ball number one. The Fireflies come in today's game 20 games back of the Myrtle Beach Pelicans in the Carolina League South Division, as the 1-0 pitch is swung on and missed by Pena. To even the count at 1-1. Currently, it's at five games back of fifth place as well, as the 1-1 pitch goes low and rolls a little bit past Hickey towards the backstop for ball number two. That fifth spot's currently held by the Kannapolis Cannonballers. We talked about yesterday on the broadcast as they were struggling a bit, winning one of their last 10 games. Got a win last night, though, as the 2-1 pitch is upstairs. And it's now a hitter's pitch for Eric Pena, three balls and one strike. 0-0 is our score. We're through one out in the top of the first inning. 3-1 pitch, and Pena will bust his bat on a fly out towards right field. And Simas will backpedal, make the grab for out number two. So another pop-up here in the early stages of today's game. We had two back in the first. We had our first ground out as well, with Collins putting it right back up the middle towards welcoming Gonzalez. And then Simas gets in the action. He probably had an Action 21 first birthday yesterday. First pitch on the way to Hernandez, and he drills it down the left field line, but just left of the third base bag. And that will be a foul ball. So an 0-1 count. This game is delayed just for a moment. So that one of the bullpen pitchers of the Salem Red Sox can go out there and retrieve the baseball and bring it back in. We mentioned a little bit earlier, the Red Sox 2.5 games back of the Lynchburg Hillcats. As the 0-1 pitch is in the zone for strike number two, a 77-mile-per-hour changeup brings the count to 0-2. Hillcats winning both of their games so far against the Mudcats have them in a great position. As the 0-2 pitch is upstairs, a 96-mile-per-hour fastball by Gonzalez brings it to 1-2. But Salem still in the running for the North Division title. 1-2 pitch, and this is low, and squeaks past Hickey for the 2-2 count. Base paths are clear right now for the Red Sox. Columbia is still looking for their first base runner of today's game. Juice is wild. 2-2 pitch. And it's upstairs again for ball number three. That one was at 96. So three straight pitches that have just missed the zone for Weichelman. Gonzalez has the count at full. Here's the payoff delivery. And Hernandez swings and misses for strike number three. The second punch out of the night for Gonzalez. And we're through an inning and a half of play. It's still 0-0. Salem and Columbia having a little bit of a pitcher's duel to get this evening started at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball on MILB.TV. We welcome you back to Salem, Virginia. It's the bottom of the second inning between the Salem Red Sox and the Columbian Fireflies. 0-0 is our score. Let's read out the rest of the Salem Red Sox batting order, as we did not get to that in the bottom half of the first inning. So in this inning, batting is going to be Nathan Hickey, followed by Blaze Jordan and Nico Cavadas. That's the middle of the order, 4, 5, and 6. The designated hitter tonight, number 14, Tyler Miller, bats 7th. The left fielder, number 27, Phillip Sykes, bats 8th. And then rounding up the order, it's the right fielder, number 16, Carson Simas. So these are the Salem batters we have not seen today just yet. First look at Nathan Hickey, and the pitch will go outside and low for ball number 1. And Villa just trying to help out this team any chance they can get this week, as the 1-0 pitch will go above the zone for ball number 2. We've talked about in the past that the Fireflies' ERA has struggled this season. They rank 95th in minor league baseball with a 5.14. The 2-0 pitch is skied up and just to our left to the press box next door. So the count's now 2-1. Base path's clear right now as Hickey's the first batter of the inning. 2-1 pitch, and Hickey line drive right to the shortstop of Vasquez. Makes easy work of it for the first out of the inning. And then let's get you the defensive alignment today for the Columbian Fireflies. It's Collins out in left field, Pena out in center, Town in right. Meanwhile, the infield, it's Valdez at third. Vasquez, we just said his name, he's at shortstop. Florentino at second base, Jaquez at first. And Hernandez back behind the dish for the second time this series. First pitch from Anvil on the way to Blaze Jordan is inside for ball number 1. So Avila fires the 1-0, and it's just upstairs for ball number 2. Blaze Jordan was named as the May Impact Title Player of the Month by the Salem Red Sox, a .323 batting average in May. He'll pop with a 2-0 pitch down the first baseline. In addition to that .323 batting average, he had an on-base percentage of a .358. He also had 2 home runs and 18 RBIs as well. 2-1 pitch to Jordan. He'll foul tip it off the edge of the barrel as it goes into the net behind the plate. And an even count of 2-2 coming up for Jordan. Bottom of the second inning here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. It is the Fireflies 0. It is the Red Sox 0. Red Sox, the only team with a hit so far, and Edison Paulino single back in the first. Even count of 2-2, Avila fires away. That's inside. Jordan having to dodge that one a bit. With a 74-mile-per-hour changeup. Three balls, two strikes. Avila steps in and fires. Jordan swings and misses for strike number three. It's the second punch out of the night for Avila. It comes the first one against Meyer, the second one against Jordan. So two up, two down in the second. And Nico Cavadez will come to the plate. Had a big night last night. Ended up being our Blue Eagle Credit Union player of the game. Had a two-run home run in the fifth inning. And he'll take the first pitch low and inside for ball number one. That two-run blast was his fifth home run of the season. He now has 24 RBIs for the Salem Red Sox. 1-0 pitch. Cavadez rips a grounder right past the second baseman of Florentino out into right for a base hit. The second single of the game for the Red Sox, and Cavadez picks up right where he left off in last night's contest. So the inning will continue with Tyler Miller coming to the plate. Friendly reminder to dimensions at the ballpark, 325 to left field, 325 to right field, 401 to straightaway dead center. So maybe a little two-out rally for the Red Sox as Miller swings on the first pitch and skies it up towards left field. Working over to the foul line is Collins, and he'll make the grab for out number three. So scratch that two-out rally. One pitch, one out for Avila, and through two innings of play, we are scoreless. It is Salem 0. It is Columbia 0. Only two base hits from the Salem Red Sox has been the offense we have seen tonight. So Weichelman Gonzalez will see the bottom of the order for the first time today when we come back here on MILB.TV. Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. First pitch away for the inning is in the zone for strike number one against Ruben E. Jaquez, the first baseman of the Fireflies. Seventh in the order, the 0-1 pitch, and Jaquez a two-bounce grounder, and Cavadez takes a tumble at first, and Paulino just has to eat it up. It was a good grounder over to Edison Paulino, and Cavadez, who was thinking initially to go get the ball, changed directions pretty fast and took a little tumble out at first base, so no throw at the base. And they're going to count that as an infield single for Jaquez. Tough break for Cavadez because Paulino had a great ground ball, and when he had the ball in hand, he moved it over to the right hand and just looked to see if Gonzalez was going to get there in time, but Jaquez is the lead man on. First pitch of the at-bat is low and inside towards Enrique Valdez, the third baseman for the Fireflies. You have a lot of their infields batting 7 through 9. We just saw the first baseman of Jaquez, Valdez the third baseman, and Florentino, the second baseman, is on deck. 1-0 pitch, Gonzalez fires away, and that's fouled into the screen to even the count of one ball and one strike. 0-0 is our score. The top of the third inning here at Carilion Clinic Field. Had a little bit of rain come through the area, but that is well out past left field, which means that is moving away from the ballpark, which is a great sign to see here. 1-1 pitch is put up the middle. Paulino backhand, touches the base himself, throws to Cavadez, and what a double play for Edison Paulino. He skipped the option to go to Marcelo Meyer and ran over to do it himself for the first out, and then throwing away from his body out towards Cavadez, he gets the job done, but two away here in the top of the third. A difficult play for anybody going away from their body, and Paulino got to the bag real fast to get the force out of Jaquez, and the throw was just as impressive. So now Omar Florentino comes to the plate, and he watches the first pitch go low and in for ball number one. And that will empty out the base paths now, thanks to Paulino's almost Jeter-like throw over to Cavadez at first. And after Gonzalez's first pitch missing low and inside, he follows it up with a 94-mile-per-hour fastball to make the count 1-1. Gonzalez quickly into the next pitch. This misses low and away for ball number two. Two balls and one strike, two outs here in the top of the third. First time we're seeing Florentino at the plate today, and the 2-1 pitch goes low and in for ball number three. So 3-1 pitch, and he will watch that go in, and Florentino being very wise not to swing at that pitch and dodging it as well. And he gets a free pass to first base. It's the first walk we have seen in tonight's action, and it comes with the number 9 batter of the Colombian Fireflies. So flip the lineup card. It's now time for River Town to come to the plate. He popped up to Marcelo Meyer back in the first inning. And look to try to keep this third inning alive. First pitch Town sees goes low for ball number one. Town selected in the 15th round of the 2021 MLB draft. Hit 220 down in the ACL last season. And here's the 1-0 pitch to Town, and it's upstairs, and the runner takes off as the throw to Meyer goes over the glove out towards center. Good recovery by Lopez to quickly pick it up and make a quick throw into Paulino at second to hold the runner of Florentino, but a delayed steal there from Florentino is able to get paid off, and a runner in scoring position for the first time from either side. So, double puts the Fireflies ahead, and Nick Green will come out to talk with his pitcher and Gonzalez, and Hickey and Meyer will join alongside as well. So good job here from the Fireflies to not give up on the inning, especially after going 1-2-3 frames in the first and the second. The bottom of the order, very productive. Jaquez with that single. Florentino got on with a two-out walk, stole a base, moved into scoring position, and River Town sent him home. So the third hit in 2 days for River Town. He's leadoff batter in the order for a reason. He's been there every game this series. So Daniel Vasquez, who struck out swinging his last time up, will swing on the first pitch and foul it down the right field line. Fan almost was able to make the catch out in section 305. But just couldn't hold on to it. It's coming in pretty fast, especially for Vasquez, fouling off the 93-mile-per-hour fastball. 0-1 pitch, and that will catch the zone at 94 miles per hour for strike number two. So after a little talk with Nick Green, Gonzalez seems to have a little bit more control on his fastball. But the question is, can he get out of the top of the third? Takes a look at Town, steps in and fires the 0-2, and he can't get him with the slider as it misses low for ball number one. 1-0 is our lead. Columbia has just taken advantage over the Salem Red Sox after a Rivertown RBI double. Fireflies with Town now at second look to try to add on to their score. 1-2 pitch, and Vasquez will just push this out towards right field, and Paulino makes the grab. Over the back shoulder, reached out, almost trying to get a prayer answered for their poor Paulino, but he makes the grab for the third out of the inning, and most importantly, that saves a run. But it keeps it Columbia 1, Salem 0, thanks to a Rivertown RBI double. Now Avila with the lead will come out to the mound and try to make sure that Columbia can hold on to their advantage heading into the middle innings. The bottom of the third, up next here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.TV. Well, there can't be anyone more happy than Avila right now, the pitcher for the Colombian Fireflies. After two scoreless innings of work, he now leads 1-0, but a single from Phillip Sykes to start off this third inning. So the leadoff batter is on for the Salem Red Sox, and that makes it two out of the three innings that the Red Sox been able to get their leadoff guy on. 8-9-1 is what the order was due up here in the third. Phillip Sykes, Carson Simas, and then back up to Edison Paulino. So one pitch, single. Phillip Sykes will take it. Surely the Salem Red Sox will as well. Simas showing bunt, now pulls back. The throw back down to first is not in time, as the pitch was low and away for ball number one, and a throw from Hernandez back to Sykes. The catcher Hernandez was trying to get an opportunity of get Sykes being lackadaisical out there on the base paths. So three innings of work, and the Salem Red Sox have found a base hit in each frame. Sykes takes off, pitch goes low and away, and past the glove of Hernandez to the backstop. Sykes turns at second, throw at third is not in time. Sykes moves from one corner to the next on a pass ball, and the Salem Red Sox at the tying run 90 feet away here in the bottom of the third. So Sykes might be credited with the stolen base out towards second. And then on the pass ball, he moves in the third. The Fireflies infield squeezing in a little bit defensively. The 2-0 pitch to Simas is low for ball number three. Well, Simas has a great opportunity here to pick up his seventh RBI of the season. He's batted 195 prior to tonight's action. 3-0 pitch to Simas, and Avila will miss low for ball number four. So a four-pitch walk has runners on the corners for the Salem Red Sox. And John Habian will come out and talk with this pitcher. And Avila here in the bottom of the third. So a little bit of a game reset. We had two scoreless innings to get us going here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. But then the Fireflies onto the scoreboard first, as they got an RBI double from Rivertown in the top half of this frame to make it Columbia 1, Salem 0. But the Red Sox are in business through the first two batters of the game. Phillip Sykes with a single, and then he moved all the way to third base on a stolen base attempt and a pass ball as well. And then Carson Simas on four pitches walked down the first. So Paulino, who singled his last time up, will come to the plate with an opportunity of driving in the first run for the Red Sox. The corner infielder squeezing in a bit. The middle infielder is moving back. Simas takes off. Paulino pops up the bunt. It will go fair for a base hit. And we're not up at one apiece. My goodness, I haven't seen a bunt like that in quite some time. Paulino laid it down, and it lifted all the way up past the first base and fell in fair territory. And Hernandez was almost, or should I say, Jaquez was actually lost in his tracks out at first base because he was coming in defensively to field up the bunt. But the odd placement of the barrel on the ball pushed it up in the air. It floated over Hawkes' glove. Fell right behind first base. So Sima's at second, Paulino at first, and it's a 1-1 ball game. First pitch to Lopez goes low for ball one, and Edison Paulino now has two singles on the night. And he picks up RBI number 20 on the season. I don't think you can place a bunt any better than what Edison Paulino just did. The 1-0 pitch goes low, and the count's 2-0. And Avila having a little bit of a tough time finding the zone here in the third. A pretty good start to this game, but it's starting to slip away here in the third. 2-0 pitch on the way to Lopez, and that's inside for ball number three. So the Salem Red Sox have erased that one-run deficit and have scored their first run of the game to make it 1-1. Here in the bottom of the third, they have two runners on base as well with nobody out. 3-0 pitch to Lopez, and that's outside for ball number four. The second four-pitch walk of the inning. Delivered from Luinder Avila. So with Marcelo Meyer coming to the plate, the bases are loaded. And nobody is out just yet. All four batters that have stepped up to the dish in this frame have gotten on safely. A single by Sykes, a walk by Simas, single by Paulino, a walk by Lopez. First pitch to Marcelo Meyer is outside for ball number one. And a X in the Red Sox organization to come on through. 1-0 pitch to Meyer, and a big swing, and he missed it for strike number one. It was a 90-mile-per-hour pitch delivered from Avila. As the count now reads 1-1, Simas at third, Paulino at second, Lopez at first, and the 1-1 pitch just missed low and outside for ball number two. That was a 92-mile-per-hour fastball, and it just missed that outside corner. Two balls, one strike to Meyer. Swing, he lifts his out towards center field. Moving back is Pena, and it will drop at the warning track. All the runners held for a second. Sima scores, as well as Paulino. Sliding into third is Lopez, and Marcelo Meyer has a two RBI double, and the Salem Red Sox lead 3-1 over the Colombian Fireflies. The first extra base hit of the day for the Red Sox, and it comes from their number three man in the order of Marcelo Meyer. As it went all the way out to the Kroger sign in right center field. And now two runners in scoring position, nobody out, and Nathan Hickey coming to the plate. Infielders press in, and Hickey drives the first pitch he sees out towards center field. Could be a tag opportunity for Lopez. Both runners will tag. Meyer will get to third, and Lopez will gingerly walk in home safely. It's Salem 4. It is Columbia 1 here in the bottom of the third. So with one away in the bottom of the third inning, the Red Sox offense has come alive. Four runs in the frame, and with one out and Blaze Jordan coming to the plate, there may be a couple more in them. As Meyer stands at third, and Jordan watches the first pitch go low for ball number one. Last time up, Blaze Jordan went down swinging in the second inning, as he is 0-1 today. The 1-0 Valdez at third. Meyer goes back to the bag, and Valdez makes the throw to first in time for the second out of the inning. So they get the runner of Jordan, and Meyer unable to come home off the grounder that went down the third base side. So back-to-back outs for the Colombian Fireflies, and they're one step closer to get out of this inning. And Nico Gavades, who singled his last time up, will come to the plate and hopes to drive in Meyer. First pitch, he skies this up. Might be playable for the Fireflies' third baseman, and Valdez calls everyone off and makes a catch in foul territory for the third out of the inning. But five Salem Red Sox players got on board safely to start off the inning. And it was Marcelo Meyer's two RBI double that gives the Salem Red Sox their first lead of the game. Through three innings of play here at Salem Memorial Ballpark, it's Red Sox 4, it's Fireflies 1. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball on MILB.TV. It is the middle innings here at Salem Memorial Ballpark as Joaquin Gonzalez's first pitch will go off the glove of Nathan Hickey and roll to the backstop for ball number one. Heart of the order coming up for the Fireflies, Carter Jensen, Daryl Collins, and then Eric Pena all to bat for the Fireflies. 1-0 pitch, a check swing by Jensen. Did he go through? They say yes on the appeal. Initially ruled as a ball, and Hickey pointed down to Charlie Welling at the first base path line. Or foul line, I should say, and he ruled that Jensen went far enough. 1-1 pitch from Gonzalez fires away. Big swing by Jensen, and he foul tips in the glove of Hickey for strike number two. Well, last time up, Columbia's designated hitter popped one up to Edison Paulino, who seems to pretty much be everywhere around the diamond. 1-2 pitch, slow roller up the third base side. Gonzalez comes off the mound to field it and makes a great throw to Nico Cavadas at first to get out number one of the fourth. Second time today we've seen Joaquin Gonzalez move off the rubber, fielded a pretty good or a pretty tough grounder, and made a solid throw over to Cavadas at first. And guess what the first time was? It was against Daryl Collins, who's now at the plate for the Fireflies. The first pitch that Collins will see misses low and outside for ball number one. Referring back to a time that happened in the second inning, where Collins showed bunt at the leadoff spot, and Gonzalez quickly had to come off the mound and make a good throw over to Gavadas, and he did so there, but as Collins fouls off the 1-0 pitch to make the count one ball and one strike. So even count pitch as Collins will send this opposite field on the left field line, reaching out as Sykes, and he makes the grab in stride. Second out of the inning. And Phillip Sykes had a ton out that left hand with the glove and made the grab for the second out of the inning and saved an extra base hit. And now we have two outs in the top of the fourth inning. Great hustle by Phillip Sykes as the first pitch is in the zone towards Eric Pena for strike number one. Just caught that bottom inside corner at the 94-mile-per-hour fastball. 0-1 pitch, Pena swings and misses for strike number two. Once again, a fastball, this one at 95 high and in. Pena popped up towards Carson Simas back in the second. 0-2 pitch, and this one hits the right arm and a little bit of Hickey as well. A 96-mile-per-hour fastball by Gonzalez went high and in. And fortunately for Eric Pena, he's wearing some protection on that right arm, I think around the elbow area. I think it hit around the tricep area of Eric Pena, and the ball ricocheted off Pena's body and hit Nathan Hickey as well. So the Salem Red Sox catcher is catching his breath a little bit. almost on a collision course right there. 96 mile per hour fastball, and Gonzalez had the 94 down. He had the 95 as well. Tried to up the ante a bit and go with 96. And it leads to a free pass for Pena. He's able to stay in the game as now Omar Hernandez comes to the plate. A change up from Gonzalez catches the zone for strike number one. Hernandez struck out swinging in the second, which ended the inning. The 0-1 pitch is in the zone for strike number two, this one with the 76-mile-per-hour changeup. Gonzalez looking to get his second win of the season with an even 1-1 record. It's an 0-2 count. Gonzalez kicks and deals, and Hernandez goes down swinging for the second time today, and that is the third out of the inning. And for Gonzalez, that's a third punch out on this Thursday evening for the Salem Red Sox. So Salem still ahead, 4-1 over Columbia. We move to the bottom half of the fourth inning at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You are listening to Red Sox Baseball on MILB.TV. We welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. 7-8-9 due up for the Salem Red Sox in what is a 4-1 baseball game, and the Red Sox lead the Colombian Fireflies. Avila comes out for another inning of work and delivers a first pitch strike at 91 miles per hour on the bottom outside corner. 0-1 pitch to Miller, and this one will go low to even the count at 1-1. Well, Miller popped one up out towards the left fielder of Darryl Collins back in the second, which ended the frame for the Red Sox offense. And now a 1-1 pitch is away, and the changeup falls in the top half of the zone for strike number two. Well, Miller was trying to dodge a changeup he thought was going in. It stayed upstairs and just creeped itself right into the zone. 1-2 pitch. Miller swings and misses for strike number three. It's the third punch out of the day for Avila. And that is one away to start off the bottom of the fourth here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. So now we get to the 8-9 part of the order, which sparked that four-run third inning by the Salem Red Sox. It was a single by Phillip Sykes that got things going, and Sykes takes the first pitch low for ball number one. Now hitting 227 on the season for the Red Sox, the 1-0 pitch to Sykes is low yet again for ball number two. Just saw in the top of the fourth inning, Phillip Sykes make an incredibly defensive play out in the left field corner, where he had a race on over from his traditional position down the left field line and make the stellar grab. 2-0 pitch to Sykes, and this is low and in for ball number three. So Sykes' patience right now is paying off for the Salem left fielder, as he's a 3-0 count lead. He'll watch a 3-0 pitch spike in front of home plate for ball number four, and it's another four-pitch walk given him from Avila. This one's on the way to Phillip Sykes, and the Salem left fielder has his third on-base appearance today, or should I say the second on-base appearance today, with a walk and one out here in the bottom of the fourth. So now the number nine hitter, Carson Simas, will step up to the plate. Sykes stole a base back in the third, and Avila knows that as he makes a throw back towards first at Jaquez, but the tag on Sykes was just not in time. 4-1 is our score. The Red Sox lead the Fireflies, looking to make it 5 straight home victories. Sykes takes off on the pitch up and away, and the throw down to second is in time. The tag by Florentino got there right before Philip Sykes could slide in safely, and the base paths are clear with 2 outs and a 1-0 count towards Carson Simas. Inches away from Philip Sykes having his second stolen base of the day. And now Carson Simas will put a grounder over to the right side. Florentino picks it up, throws it over to Jaquez in time for the third run, showing the bottom of the third. The Fireflies looked a lot more comfortable in the first and the like they did in the first and the second. They keep the Red Sox scoreless, and we go into the fifth with the Salem Red Sox 4-1 lead over the Columbian Fireflies. You're listening to Carolina League Baseball on MILB.TV. It's the top of the fifth at Salem Memorial Ballpark. The Red Sox lead the Fireflies 4-1 after 4 innings of play. And the first pitch is on the way to Ruben Jaquez, who skies this out towards left center field. And Philip Sykes calls off Eduardo Lopez to make the grab for the first out of the inning. 7-8-9 are due up for the Fireflies here in the fifth. So we just saw Ruben Jaquez at the plate. Now we're going to get to see Enrique Valdez, and later on in the inning, Omar Florentino. Fires the first pitch high and inside for ball number one all the way to Valdez, who last time up grounded out to Edison Paulino. It turned out to be a double play. And the 1-0 pitch will be lifted down the third baseline, but gets out of play into the seats for strike number one. When Valdez grounded out to Paulino, he had a race over to his right side, scooped the baseball, tagged second, and made a really great throw over to Cavadas at first. The 1-1 pitch is high and in for ball number two as Valdez had to step away from the batter's box on the fastball that came high and in. 2-1 count, Gonzalez steps in and fires, and a swing and a miss by Valdez evens the count at 2-2. Two hits tonight for the Fireflies. 5 for the Red Sox. And Columbia facing a 3-run deficit. 2-2 pitch, and that's low and in for ball number 3. Another fastball by Gonzalez. This one at 94. Payoff pitch coming up. Wacomin Gonzalez takes a deep breath. He steps in and fires away, and this is foul down the third baseline, back into the seats, and will redo the payoff pitch. As we mentioned, Florentino in the on-deck circle, he walked his last time up. Scored the Fireflies' only run tonight. 3-2 pitch, and that is above the zone for ball number 4. And Gonzalez has walked the second batter of the day. So a patient at-bat from Enrique Valdez pays off with his first on-base appearance today. And Florentino, who did walk prior today, will try to keep maybe the good mojo going for the Fireflies. First pitch away, and it's a hit and a run. As Valdez gets the second, he turns towards third. He'll be stopped at the corner, and Florentino, who came into the batting average, has a single, and runners on the corners with one away in the top of the fifth. Well, it's very similar to the Salem Red Sox. The Colombian Fireflies find some success in the 8-9 part of the order. And River Town, who belted an RBI double out to the left center gap last time up, comes to the plate. A 1-2 night for River Town. First pitch by Gonzalez is a changeup in the zone for strike number one. So a big position here for Gonzalez. And River Town, who has 5 home runs this season, does have a powerful barrel. As a pickoff attempt back at first is not at time as Florentino slides underneath the Gavadas' tag. River Town represents a tying run right now for the Fireflies. So the 0-1 pitch from Gonzalez, and that goes low. Good glove by Hickey to keep in front of him as the count goes to 1-1. Cloudy Thursday night at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Fans have come out, though, in support of the Red Sox. 1-1 pitch, and Town fouls this into the screen behind the plate for strike number two. If the Red Sox are able to hold on to a win today, they will at least get a share of this series against the Fireflies. 1-2 pitch, Gonzalez fires away, and it goes above the zone for ball number two. That one with another fastball, just going above the letters. And the count's now even at 2-2. A third of 12 meetings this year between the Fireflies and the Red Sox. 2 balls and 2 strikes, and another pickoff attempt back at first is unsuccessful, as Gavaz's tag was late towards Florentino. So he's now used the 2 pickoff attempts for this Rivertown at-bat. We'll see if the Colombian and Town will pop to the 2-2 pitch and will go over the netting and into the concourse area, where it appears that a fan made a pretty stellar grab. Just have to listen to the reactions of the fans, and went over by the picnic area right there behind the home plate. 2-2 pitch, and Town will hold on the pitch low for ball number three. A great stop by Hickey. Had to drop to his knees to make sure that baseball stayed in front of his body. Did it very well, but the count is now 3-2. Daniel Vasquez on deck for the Colombian Fireflies. A chance here for them to cut into this 3-run deficit. 3-2 pitch, and Town will hammer this down the third baseline, but out of play. Another foul ball keeps River Town's at-bat going. What a battle we're seeing between Gonzalez and Town. The 9th pitch of the at-bat coming up. Here comes the 3-2 pitch. Florentino takes off. Check swing fouled into the screen. We'll keep it at 3-2, and Florentino has to retreat back to first base. So Enrique Valdez is at third. Omar Florentino is at first. And River Town, who already has an RBI today, is looking to try to cut in this 4-1 game. Florentino takes off. The pitch is in the zone for strike three. Throw back to home plate is not in time. And now Luke Montz will come out. It was a very tough play to really see it all unfold. They got River Town with the strikeout. And they made a throw down towards second to get Florentino. Meyer took his focus off of the tag at second and fired right back to Nathan Hickey at home to try to get the double play and get out of the inning. But the tag by Hickey was just a little bit too late on Enrique Valdez. And the second run of the night comes across for the Fireflies. It's now Salem 4, Columbia 2. 2 outs in the top of the fifth. Florentino safe at second. But for Gonzalez, he gets out of the battle with Rivertown with a pitch up and in. And now Vasquez swings and misses on the first pitch for strike number one. I mean, that pitch by Gonzalez actually got Rivertown looking. He thought it was ball number four, and then all chaos as the 0-1 pitch is low, but Hickey with another great block to keep it in front of him makes the count one ball and one strike. Well, tough play there. I mean, Hickey makes a throw down towards second to try to get the runner of Florentino, and I don't know if the throw was going to get there in time, but Meyer almost seamlessly cut it off and then went right back towards the catcher of Hickey at home. It was a tough play at the plate as the 1-1 goes well inside, and Vasquez has to almost go down to a sitting position to avoid getting hit by the 77-mile-per-hour changeup. So two balls and one strike now on the way to Vasquez. And Luke Mons came out, talked to Jalen Goodman for a bit, showed a little bit of frustration, but nothing too extreme, as Vasquez fouls a 2-1 pitch into the netting down the first baseline to even the count at 2-2. So the Fireflies still have a runner in scoring position with Florentino, who successfully stole second. But Vasquez is down 0-2, or should I say 2-2 in the count, as the pitch is away, and Vasquez fouls it off yet again. This one into the netting down the first baseline again to keep it at two balls and two strikes. An 0-2 night, I should be saying, for Vasquez instead. Struck out swinging the first, and then popped it to Paulino back in the third. Juice is wild. Gonzalez delivers, and Vasquez held back on the check swing as the pitch missed low for ball number three. So a big payoff pitch coming up. It's been a tough inning for the Red Sox to get out of. Almost were able to get out of the top of the fifth without giving up any runs. But the 3-2 pitch is away, and Vasquez fouls this right back down the first baseline and will stay at 3-2. 4-2 is our score. The Red Sox lead the Fireflies. Five hits tonight for Salem, three for the Fireflies, looking to try to add a few more runs to their name. 3-2 pitch, and Vasquez will put this down the right field side, but Carson Simas comes in and makes a catch for out number three. But not before the Colombian Fireflies cut into this three-run deficit with a stolen base by Enrique Valdez at the plate to make this a 4-2 Salem Red Sox lead. We move to the bottom half of the fifth inning next. It's the top of the order coming up for the Salem Red Sox on MILB.TV. Welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark, and Edison Paulino takes the first pitch low for ball number one. Avila coming out for another inning of work as his team is down 4-2 to the Red Sox, but follows up that 1-0 pitch with a strike on strike. Pretty good start today for Paulino with two singles, one in the third and one in the first, as the 1-1 pitch goes low for ball number two. Two balls and one strikes. Avila fires it away, and Paulino foul tips this off the glove of Hernandez for strike number two. So even count for Edison Paulino. We'll see Eduardo Lopez and Marcelo Meyer. Both are all three of them bat here in the bottom of the fifth. 2-2 pitch, and Paulino fouls it off as it goes into the backstop to keep the count at 2-2. Paulino's butt single down the first baseline, back in the third. Picked up his 20th RBI of the season. 2-2 pitch, and Paulino check swing, he went, but the ball gets into the backstop, and Paulino will safely get into first base with no throw from Omar Hernandez. With the check swing by Paulino, it must have taken away a little bit of the focus by Omar Hernandez to make the catch from behind the dish. It went past his glove, rolled into the backstop, and we know Paulino's speed. He was able to get down to first in time with no play made at the base. So it is a drop third strike, but it's another on-base appearance for Edison Paulino. And now Avila will fire away the first pitch to Lopez, and he misses up and away for ball number one. This game just continues to become more and more strange in front of our eyes. As the 1-0 pitch is away, Lopez hard hit grounded on the first baseline, chops foul, and the count's even at 1-1. A couple crazy throws back in the top of the fifth. And the drop third strike, the leadoff batter on, as the checkoff attempt back at first is not in time. Columbia did add a run in the top of the fifth inning to make this a 4-2 ball game, and Salem's trying to extend that lead back up to three or more. Lopez watches the 1-1 pitch catch the outside edge of the zone for strike number two, and the count's now 1-2. Nobody away just yet here in the bottom of the fifth inning, as Paulino is showing a little bit of sight to go toward second. He ends up not doing so, but Lopez watches the 1-2 pitch drop into the zone. A 74-mile-per-hour changeup locked him up. It is the strikeout for Avila. And if you count drop third strikeout, folks, that is the fifth of the day for Avila. But it's the first one he can really say he retired today, or in this fifth inning, I should say, actually. As Paulino got to first base on the drop third strikeout, and speaking of Paulino, they check back over at him, and it's not in time, as Hawk has his tag, was just a little bit too late. So Meyer had a 2-RBI double his last time up in the third, and the first pitch he sees goes outside for ball number one. That RBI double brought in the second and third run of the night for Salem, making the time a 3-1 ball game. And Meyer will hold on a 1-0 pitch that's outside to make the count 2-0. Paulino with a little lead at first. Jaquez is protecting the bag, though. 2-0 pitch away to Meyer, and it's outside for ball number three. Well, there's some at-bats where we see Hawk has looked brilliant as thunder rumbles out towards maybe right field a bit. And the 3-0 pitch is away, and that is low for ball number four. So a 4-pitch walk to Marcelo Meyer. Looking at the forecast, but a little bit out towards right field way in the distance, there does seem to be a few clouds. No stoppage in the game just yet. So Nathan Hickey comes to the plate with runners on first and second base. He's got Paulino at second. He's got Meyer at first. Hickey looking for his first hit of the day. First pitch is away, and Hickey will watch it go low. Great sliding block from the catcher of Hernandez to keep it in front of his body. But the count does go to 1-0. Can always tell about how bad the storm's going to be based off the flag movement. Out at center field with the big American flag, it's just a little light breeze for the time being. The 1-0 pitch goes upstairs for ball number two. Take a look down at the Salem Red Sox bullpen. A little bit of a warm-up happening. Michael Mangonzalez did pitch 5 innings of work for the Salem Red Sox. The 2-0 pitch is away, and Hickey will hold for ball number three as it goes low. And if you date that back to the Marcelo Meyer at bat, that's a 7th straight ball thrown from Avila. Can he break the bad streak here? He can't. He fires a fastball high and in for ball number four. And with that, 8 straight balls load up the bases with Blaze Jordan coming to the plate. And now the umpires have seemed to call into a delay. So lightning is in the area, and we have moved into a weather delay. It'll be interesting to see how this one faces off. We take a little bit of a look into the weather forecast here for Salem, Virginia. Looks like we're going to have some light rain for like the next hour. So it might be a ballpark. It looks like we have some thunderstorms just to our southwest that may come into the area and give us some heavy rainfall here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. But we are through 4.5 innings of play. And the Salem Red Sox do lead this matchup by the score of 4-2 over the Columbian Fireflies. The bases are loaded for Salem. They have Edison Paulino at third base. Edison Paulino at third base. They have Marcelo Meyer at second base. And Nathan Hickey at first base. Blaze Jordan will be batting for the Salem Red Sox when we come out of this weather delay. We don't know when that will be, but the tarp is coming on the field as we speak. The Salem Red Sox lead this matchup 4-2 over the Columbian Fireflies. So make sure to stay active on our socials and stay tuned here on MILB.TV to see if this game gets resumed tonight. And hopefully when it gets resumed, we'll be able to tell you that time exactly when we will continue playing baseball here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. It's Salem 4, Columbia 2. We're into a weather delay here in Southwest Virginia. Stay tuned for updates all night long to see if we're going to resume the action between the Salem Red Sox and the Columbian Fireflies. Hello, Salem Red Sox fans. This is Andy Losey here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. We are having word of it right now that this game has been completed, and the Salem Red Sox have taken down the Colombian Fireflies by the score of 4-2. We got through 4.5 innings of play, and the Salem Red Sox were leading after that mark. They had the bases loaded with Blaze Jordan coming up to the plate with one out in the bottom half of the fifth as the rain came through the area. And with that rain, we are done for this game. It is official. It's 4-2. Salem Red Sox take down the Colombian Fireflies here at work. Well, what a big inning it was for the Salem Red Sox in the bottom of the third inning. They got five straight batters aboard. It all came from a Philip Sykes single, Carson Cimas walk, an Edison Paulino single, Eduardo Lopez walk, which was, by the way, bringing in all these runs at this time, but it was truly capped off by Marcelo Meyer's two RBI double to give them pretty much the win in this contest. The second and third run then powered the Salem Red Sox to win this game. They ended up getting four after a sacrifice fly by Nathan Hickey to score Eduardo Lopez. But at that point, folks, that was pretty much all that the Salem Red Sox needed to do to win today's game. Colombia had a run in the top of the third inning, a run in the top of the fifth, and that will do here from Salem Memorial Ballpark. Well, a very short and brief Thursday night here between the Salem Red Sox and the Colombian Fireflies. But for the Red Sox, it makes it three straight wins over the Colombian Fireflies and improves their record to 25-23. While with this loss, the Colombian Fireflies drop to 14-34 on the season. So the fifth straight road win, the third straight win, or should I say home win instead of road win, the third straight win over the Colombian Fireflies, and the Salem Red Sox for right now have at least a tied share in this series against the Fireflies. Well, this wasn't really expecting how we were going to go out, but the rain came through the area, told us a different story on how this baseball game was going to come to a close. Looking out for the rest of the weekend, it looks to be rather pretty dry, so hopefully we're able to get back to full nine innings of play between the Colombian Fireflies and the Salem Red Sox over these next 3 days. We'll play Friday night at 7:05 p.m., Saturday night at 6:05 p.m., and then finish off the series Sunday night at 5:05 p.m. So that will do from Salem Memorial Ballpark. The Red Sox take down the Fireflies 4-2 today with the final score. My name is Andy Losey. Thank you so much for spending your Thursday evening with us here on MILB.TV. We hope you have a wonderful rest of your day, and we'll catch you tomorrow for the start of the weekend as the Salem Red Sox take on the 5 p.m. Eastern right here on MILB.TV. Have a great night, and the Red Sox win 4-2 over the Fireflies.